Two Americans, Truman, Eisenhower, and the Dangerous World, by William Lee Miller, narrated by Dick Hill. Copyright 2012 by William Lee Miller. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with William Lee Miller, care of Dunow, Carlson, and Lerner, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Boy's Life. 1. George Cannon, the diplomat and thinker whose understanding of world politics was of importance in shaping America's conduct during the Cold War, tells in his Memoirs, 1950 to 1963, about a return, after many years spent representing the United States abroad, to the American Middle West, from which he had originally come. Superficially, his encounter was not edifying. Walking around Chicago, to which he had gone to give a lecture, he experienced a series of depressing sights and encounters. Nevertheless, he wrote, "I knew myself to be back in the part of the world to which I truly belonged, a part of the world which, in memory, I loved as one can only love the place in which one grew up. I believed then deeply in the Middle West, and still do, in its essential decency, its moral earnestness, its latent emotional freshness. I viewed it, and view it now, as the heart of the moral strength of the United States. This was precisely why I was so sensitive to its imperfections." Latent.